My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, were you hoping, like, there was some kind of boxing or MMA action going on between these guys? It's part of the games? Is that what you were hoping?
I mean, look, I do. I was initially, now, when I was told about this, my initial thought was, I think we should do a Hunger Games type thing where, you know, like, six producers enter and one man or one leaves.
Put them out in the woods?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we could go out somewhere. I don't know. Maybe we go out west near Villarica, you know, and we cordon off an area and let these guys just, you know, fight to the death.
Wait a minute. What? You guys get. You have an attempt to get one knife that we're going to leave out there.
Well, I mean, really? We can have different weapons. You can have a battle axe. You can have a bow and arrow. Boom. You know what I mean? You have a baseball bat. I mean, let them go to town on each other, man. Let's really ratchet this up a bit.
It is going to be a lot of fun. More info coming up next hour. Meanwhile, headlines, as always, brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Hey, let's start, if you're just joining us, Braves win, and it was a good result last night. 5-4. Mike mentioned it. You know, you had a bunch of guys that came through in the clutch. Sean Murphy, he hits a tying home run with two outs in the ninth. Ozuna drives in the decisive run with a sac fly in the 11th. Mike, this is what we haven't really done a lot of. I'm not talking about extra innings. These big hits that win games. We've had a lot of hits.
Right.
But we haven't had those big hits that you feel like, man, every time our guys are up there. That was the difference last year.
Well, I mean, if you take it back, 21, 20, I mean, regular season, of course, all the clutch kind of went out the window against the Phillies. But, you know, the two-out rally. I mean, there's nobody on, and Rosario gets a base knock, and then Murphy hits that thing almost between, like, dead center and the swimming pool. I mean, that's the kind of clutch we've been – I know I say clutch almost every day talking to Grant about it. That's what we're missing. So hopefully this is going to be a springboard. How many times have we said that? I hope it's a springboard.
Well, here's the good news. As we said, in their last four games, they've averaged over six – or about six runs. But they've won three in a row. And, Mike, if you win this series and then you win the series against the Padres, you are distancing yourself in this wild card hunt. So you had to, you know, to go on the road and finish before the first half of the season this way, it's tough. But I think that is the key. And all of a sudden, then you would be going into the All-Star break on a three-series winning streak. That is what I'm hoping right. We get to by the end of the weekend. While we're talking Braves, let me hear Brian Snicker, because he was talking about, you know, again, the Olsen and Ozzie defensive plays. They played a big role. And then I'm going to let you hear the sack fly from Marcell Ozuna. Here is Snit.
And just to get up and launch it towards home. We made a few really nice. Ozzie made a couple again on some hard hit balls. Just, you know, plays that you got to be heads up and ready to make the catch. And it takes all that to win a tough game like this.
What's your expectations for Eddie Rosario, by the way?
Well, that's a hell of a start. I mean, if you could just find some magic, I mean, give me some clutch. Like, nobody's hitting on this team right now. Hopefully, Riley, we're wanting to see a sustained, like, real hot streak for Austin Riley. He's getting better, right? We're seeing, like, pieces of hitting. You saw it last night. I just like to see Rosario. Can you bat 250 for us? Bat 250, because we know he's solid. I mean, like, they're not a gold glove or anything like that at this stage of his career, but give me something, man. Give me something at the plate. Give me more of that clutch.
I hope so. Marcel, by the way, continues to do what he does, Mike, and he is now, we know this is going to be in the home run derby. I'm looking forward to see what he does. I mean, like once you commit, okay, I'm all in. I want him to win. It's sort of like when Acuña participated a few years ago. Mm. Our guy's in there. I want him to try to win this thing. But last night he hit a big sack fly.
1-1 pitch. Marcel to center field, stays up for Thomas. Riley coming home. The throw is late. Head first slide. Braves back in front.
Yeah.
I really thought, man, I thought Ozuna was due against Diaz in the top of the sixth. Kelnick was on base and Olsen walked.
Yeah.
And, man, that kid just froze him with a curveball.
Nasty.
I mean, some good young pitching we've seen the last couple of weeks. And you can see Ozuna, man, he was – usually he keeps his cool. You could tell, man, he was really ticked that kid just froze him with the Uncle Charlie. But, again, he did give you the sack fly in the extra innings.
Hey, guys, U.S. men's Olympic team is working out. We're talking about hoops, NBA guys out there in Vegas, Mike. Training camp, it's technically that.
It's just like the Junction Boys when Bear Bryant took them out in the desert in West Texas. Oh, well, it'd be Las Vegas.
Yes.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, practice for a few hours, go have some fun. Either way, all these guys, right, we're talking about Steph Curry and LeBron and Paul George. So they're all out there, and they're having these conversations about the stuff that's happened to free agency. I want you to hear Paul George, Mike. This is what he said about not going back to the Clippers. He felt disrespected.
Oh.
Then I hear wind of, like, you know, what they're going to give Kawhi. So I'm like, just give me what Kawhi got. Like, y'all view us the same. Like, you know, we came here together. I'll take what Kawhi got. Like, no problem. I was cool with that.
but he says they didn't offer that.
Okay.
Now we're going to negotiations. Now they bring it to 3 years, 150. All right, that's cool. It sucks that it had to get to this point, like that we couldn't get this figured out a lot sooner. But now we at the end of the year, 3 years, 150. So I'm like, all right, like now we're in a ballpark. You know what I mean? Now we can have conversation here. I presented the 3-150 no trade, because in the meeting they're like, you know, we want you here long term. We want to, you know, when you're retired, we want you to be a Clippers for a lifetime, like all of this stuff. So I'm like, cool. Give me the 3 years, 150, no trade then. Like, no trade clause. Then I'm not, like, I'm taking less, but at least I know I'm here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm committed to y'all. Like, they didn't want to do the no trade.
They didn't want to do that.
They didn't want to do that.
No, I guess they didn't.
I'm looking. So the last 4 years, it's 229 games. I'm trying to add up who's played less games for the Clippers between Kawhi and Paul George.
Well, that's the thing. Kawhi is always, at least here, the last few years, he's always been hurt, right? I mean, after they won the chip in Toronto and he makes the decision to go to L.A., which is fine.
He's played 14 less games than Kawhi, so it's a push.
It is.
In case you're wondering if one was more resilient or one was good, because both guys can't stay on the floor. That's the knock on the Clippers. Guys get hurt when they go into playoffs.
Well, and the thing to that, Mike, is there's no continuity. So you've not played all these games together, but yet, you know, everybody just expects these stars to jump in and just be clutch and good together. It doesn't happen that way. I will say this. We know DJ and Trey didn't work, but part of that, a lot of that was this particular season. Trey was out damn 2.5 months or whatever it was. Right. So, you know, you're just never going to get that thing that happens when guys are playing together and you start to get a feel for each other.
Now, take away the COVID year, but he played 31 games, 56, and 74. I know guys are getting on us about Brandon Ingram being banged up. I mean, that's not worth a big contract. I'm sorry, man. Get your feelings involved in it. Come on.
It's not. That was Paul George. Here's Steph Curry, because he was asked out there in Vegas about, has it sunk in yet about Klay not being with you guys anymore?
Not having Klay, man, it still hasn't really sunk in, just because you've been doing it for 13 years together. And coach made a joke. Sometimes you can't really find Klay in the off seasons and you don't really hear from him as much, and then he shows up at training camp ready to go. I kind of have this idea that in October he'll still, like, oh, hey guys, what's up? Like, but I know it's not happening.
You and I, if you missed it last week in Guy Talk, we had this article that said everyone gets on Draymond as being the bad guy.
Yeah.
And some folks were saying the last couple of years, and maybe it was a byproduct of all the injuries and he was just down, but they said that he was more high maintenance than Draymond at times in that facility, which I found kind of interesting.
It is. And I think a lot of that had to do with, speaking of disrespect, because everybody's disrespected.
Right.
Paul George feeling some kind of way. I think Clay felt some kind of way.
Poole got a contract. They've gotten their bag over, right?
Yep. All these guys, I say all of them, but speaking of course, Draymond got paid, and so did Curry. He didn't. And he's like, look, I've been here for these four championships as well. What's the deal? Nevertheless, he's going to be with the Mavs.
But he also got hurt. I mean, he just caught the worst piece of luck as far as back-to-back injury.
Yeah, it is timing. There's no doubt about it. Hey, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.